Inform meditation subject of loving kindness, recognition of the Buddha, impersonal meditation, and recognition of death are called the four protectors. All the four protectors meditation. This is because they protect the meditator from the various fingers. For this reason, it is worthwhile to learn and develop them before proceeding to develop Vipassana meditation.
Shi xin guan, bo sui nian, bu jin guan, ju shi sui nian, zhe zi zong xiu xin fa men, cheng wei zi hu wei chan, huo de zi zong bao hu de fa men。因为他们能够保护禅修者免除种种危险，因此在进一步修行观禅之前，学习并且修行他们是很有帮助的。
In the media agenda, in Gopra Nikaya, Volume 3, page number 169, it says, for the removal of lust,Meditation on Vipassana should be developed. For the removal of anger, loving kindness should be developed. And mindfulness of regret should be developed. For the cutting of discursive thought.
曾师傅的《弥西经》当中说，要去除贪欲，应当修行不见观。要去除身份，应当修行慈心观；要去除散乱，应当修行安波念。
我这个是说的，你把这片这里的经典经文记得，但是你把微风波浪不背下。If you take a cup as object and see it as rebirth, it is called rebirth of.A lifeless body, Ahunyananga Asuka. To take the 32 parts of the body of the living being and see them as rebirthed, as taught in the Srimananda Sutta. In Gaudra Nikaya, Volume 3, page number 343. It's called Rebirthedness of the Living Body, Ahunyananga Asuka.Both these forms of repulsiveness meditation, whether based on a living body or lifeless body, are weapons for removing lust.
根据这部经，不见观可说是去除贪欲的最佳武器。如果以尸体为对象，观察它为不净，这称为无生命体的不见观。如果以存活众生身体的32个部分为对象，观察他们为不净，正如《奇地摩能经》中所教导的，称为有生命体的不净观。不论对象有生命或无生命，这两种不净观都是去除贪欲的武器。
Developing loving kindness can be considered as the best weapon for removing anger. And mindfulness of breathing can be considered as the best weapon for removing discursive thought.
慈心观可说是去除嗔恨的最佳武器。安波念可说是去除散乱的最佳武器。
Therefore,If lust arises in the meditator, he should develop repulsiveness meditation. If anger rises and becomes strong, he should develop loving kindness. When meditation in faith struggles and the mind is calm, he should develop recognition of the Buddha. When the sense of unspeakable agency is again,And he is bored with suffering in meditation. He shall develop recognition of death.
因此， 如果禅修者心中升起贪欲，他应当修行不净观。如果禅修者心中升起嗔恨，他应当修行慈心观。当禅修者的修行与信心退落，内心暗顿时，他应当修行佛随念。当禅修者缺乏守律感，缺乏警惕心，并且对努力修行感到厌烦时，他应当修行此随念。
Then for the predicate guidance for these kinds of meditation, you can read them from knowing and seeing.
至于他们的实修方法，大家可以参阅《如实之见》一书。
How to develop four-element meditation? There are two paths for developing Vipassana meditation.The first part is to develop the samadha subject of meditation, such as mindfulness of breathing up to the identity of jhana, and then proceed to develop vipassana. The second part is to begin by developing concentration based on the four elements up to exercise concentration, and then develop vipassana without having identity of the jhana.Both parts require that the meditator develop four element meditation prior to beginning the development of vipassana.
如何修行四大分别观？修行观禅的路径有两条。第一条路径是先修行止禅，如安波念，达到禅那。然后进一步修行观禅。第二条路径是先以四大分别观培育专注力，达到地行定之后，并没有证得禅那，就直接修行观禅。然而，不论依循哪一条路径，在开始修行观禅之前，禅修者都必须修行四大分别观。
To practice four elements meditation, you should discern each of the 12 qualities or characteristics of the four elements and the whole body one at a time. Number one, earth element, which we have. Hardness, firmness, heaviness, soundness, smoothness, lightness. Number two, water element, or water. Flow is position.Number three, fire element, Tejo Dazu, heat, coldness. Number four, air element, Vayu Dazu, supporting, pushing.
如果要修行四大分别观，首先你应当逐一地辨别全身四大的十二种特相或性质。一、地大。地大的特相是硬、粗、重、软、滑、轻。二、水大，水大的特性是流动与粘结。三、火大，火大的特性是热与冷。四、风大，风大的特性是支持与推动。
Usually, the terrain must be short, the characteristics which are easier to discern first, and more discussed months later. They are usually just in this order. Pushing, hardness, roughness, heaviness, supporting, softness, smoothness, lightness, heat, coldness, flowing, and squeezing.Each characteristic must be discerned first in one place in the body, and then one must try to discern it throughout the body.
对于初学者而言，一般先教导比较容易辨别的特相，比较难辨别的特相则留在后面来教导。通常教导的先后顺序是推动。硬、 粗重支持软滑轻热冷粘结规则流动
If you have practiced mindfulness of breathing up to the fourth jhana, you should enter into the fourth jhana in the beginning of every sitting. With the fourth jhana profusion, breathing and radiant light, you should emerge from it and discern the four elements in the body. For example, to discern pushing, you may begin by being aware through the sense of touch of the pushing in the center of as you breathe in, breathe out. When you can discern the characteristic of pushing, you should concentrate on it until it becomes clear to your mind. Then you should move your awareness to another part of the body nearby and look for pushing there. In this way, you will slowly be able to discern pushing first in the head, then the neck, the trunk of the body, the arms and the legs and feet. You must do this again many times until wherever you place your awareness in the body, you may easily see pushing.
辨别每一种特相时，应当先在身体的某个部位辨别到它，然后尝试在全身各部位都辨别它。如果你已经修行安波念达到第四禅，你应该在每次开始静坐时都再度进入安波念第四禅。当第四禅的禅相非常明亮时，你就从禅那出来，然后观察身体的四大。例如，在开始间接推动时，你可以经由触觉来注意呼吸时头部正中央所感受到的推动，并能够辨别推动之后应当专注于它，直到你的心能够很清楚地认识它。然后你应当转移注意力到附近的另一个身体部位，辨别那里的推动。如此渐渐地，你能够先辨别头部的推动，然后颈部、躯体、手臂、腿乃至脚，必须如此一再地重复许多次，直到无论将注意力放在身体的哪个部位，你都能很容易地感觉到推动。
You can discern the other characteristics in a similar way. That is, you start with discerning each characteristic at one part, and move to the other part of the body when it is clear. And then you can discern it throughout the body.
你可以运用类似的方法来辨别其他的特相，也就是说，在辨别每一种特相时，你都先从身体的某一个部分开始。当你能够很清晰地感受到那个特相之后，再观察其他部位，直到能够在全身都观察到那个特相。
When you get this outdoor characteristics clearly throughout the body, from head to feet.You should repeatedly design each of them in the proper sequence as stated in the first place. You should try to develop this until you can do it quite quickly, at least 3 hours in a minute.
能够在全身从头到脚很清楚地观察到所有12种特相之后，你应当继续以如此的顺序一再地辨别它们。当你对自己能成功地如此做到感到很满意之后，你应当将顺序重新排列成前面最初谈到的那种，也就是硬、粗、重、软、滑、轻、流动、粘结、热、冷、 支持推动，尝试以这样的顺序从头到脚逐一地辨别每一种各项，直到你能够辨别得非常快速，一分钟内至少三圈。
When a beginner gets in the discernment of the 12 characteristics in the whole body, when those characteristics have been begun clear, you should know the first six together at one glance as the earth element, the next two together at one glance as the water element, the next two as the fire element, and the last two as the air element.You should continue to discern earth, water, fire, and air in order to calm the mind and attain concentration. You should do this again and again hundreds, thousands, or millions of times.
现在你已经熟练于辨别全身的十二种特相，而且这些特相变得很清晰。你应当同时照见前六种特相为地大，然后同时照见接着的两种特相为水大，接着的两种特相为火大，最后的两种特相为风大，继续照见它们为地、水、火、风，以便持心平静即获得定力。不断重复地修行百次、千次乃至百万次。
At this point, a good method to use is to take an overview of the body all at once and to continue to perceive the whole element. In order to keep the mind calm and concentrated, you should now move the awareness from one part of the body to another as before. It takes an overall view of the body.It is usually best to take the overview as if you are looking from behind the shoulder. It can also be done as if looking from above the head top. But this may lead to changes in the balance of the elements in some meditators.
在这个阶段，有一个实用的好方法，也就是同时遍观全身，并且继续照见全身的四大。为了保持心专注与平静，你不应该再像前面那样将注意力从身体的一个部位转移到另一个部位，而应该同时遍观全身。通常最佳的方法是好像你正从肩膀后面向前遍观全身，或者好像从头顶上向下遍观全身，但是这可能会使某些禅修者感到紧绷，以及导致四大失去平衡。
As you continue to develop concentration based upon the four elements and begin to approach exercise concentration upachara samadhi, you will see different kinds of light.For some meditators, the light begins as a smoke-like trail. If you continue to discern the four elements in this gray light, it will become whiter, like cotton wool, and then bright white, like cloth. At this point, your whole body will appear as a white foam. You should continue to concentrate on discerning the four elements in the white foam.And you will find it becomes transparent like a block of ice or glass.
继续以四大分别观培育定力，并且趋向于进行定时，你将见到不同种类的光。对于某些禅修者而言，刚开始的光是犹如烟一般的灰色。如果继续观照灰色光中的四大，它将变得白如棉花，然后白亮得有如云朵。此时，你的全身会呈现为一团白色的物体。继续观照白色物体中的四大， 你将发现它变得透明晶莹，犹如冰块或玻璃。
If you could use your judaism before you get in the Tatva exam of
love,
you will find that it struggles in English life. When you get concentrated on